loving the idea of homesteading and growing your own and making your own, but not sure where to start and just too scared? Well, this podcast is for you. Welcome to the Homesteading Roller Coaster. My name is Ilaria, and in this podcast, I share my family's adventures on Tatum Hills Farm, our property just outside of Canberra, Australia. So let's get started. In these very special times when we're all at home, trying to stay safe and waiting for the pandemic to pass, we are so fortunate to have some room to move and loads and loads of things to do here on our farm. And so I was thinking it'd be great if more people could have a homestead, and that doesn't have to be a farm. It can just be even just an apartment. There's loads and loads of homesteading things you can do in small spaces as well. So anything from an apartment to a large farm can become a homestead. I've been thinking, what would be some tips that I could give people who wanted to start? So, tip number one, find yourself a community. I think that is really important. And whether that is an actual community near you physically, or whether it's just a virtual community, I think it's really, really important to find a group of people around you who are like-minded and are keen to give you ideas and support you through your journey and learn from YouTube and podcasts. But ultimately, you really need to go and look in what's happening and what's working in your area. So see if you can find a community, whether it's physically around you or online, of like-minded people who live near you or at least in your same country or region. That will be really helpful, because what works in one area might not work elsewhere. But then, of course, you can span further and get information from elsewhere and then try and readapt to your own situation. But having people in your area that you can ask questions of, it's really invaluable. If you see something on a YouTube video or hear something in a podcast that you think might be a good idea, ask around your community, did you try this? Do you think it would work? And maybe nobody knows and you just have to be the first one to try it out, and that's okay. But it might be that people will say, well, no, this is not going to work here, because, for example, for us, often the answer is, well, there's just not enough water here. Or they'll go, well, that wouldn't work because there isn't enough water. But then either they will suggest a way around it, or you can come up with something such as, well, then instead of just planting my tomatoes in the ground, if I made a wicking bed, for example, would that help? Or if I mulch them heavily for extra water retention, would that help? And so it's that kind of conversation that can really help you get ideas and a starting point. And in the end, it's all about experimenting for yourself, but it's good to start somewhere where you think you've got a bit of an idea of something that's going to work. Tip number two is, don't expect everything to go right the first time. In fact, expect some amazing failures, and sometimes some sad failures too, especially if you're dealing with animals. But basically, if you do your research and you try your very hardest, you will have some successes. And I think the important concept is, if you have a failure, have your sulk, have your sad time, but then pick yourself up and look back and try and see, what did I learn from that failure? I think that is just so important, because it's okay to make mistakes, but you don't want to keep making the same mistakes. I came to this life from living in town and growing up as a child in Italy in an apartment block, and having this idea of a farm being full of animals that skip around in the green grass happily. And we're just so lucky. Often it is exactly like that, but not always. The animals get sick and they even die, and the drought comes and the green grass is not always there. All sorts of things are not quite as idyllic. So be prepared that your vision of a farm may not be what actually happens. But don't let that put you down, because it's very important to just keep going. Because if there's one thing I've learned in nearly 9 years of farming, is that the good times do come back. Tip number three is do your research. Always question your practices and your ideas, and do a lot of research. You can do research online, you can ask your community, or both. Just always try to question, is this the best way to do this? Are there different ways of doing it? What would happen if I completely did something different? Always be open to learning new things and trying new things, because that's how you can improve your practices and you can find the best way for you. Now, when I had my daughters, in fact, when I had my first daughter, somebody told me, listen to advice, but then just do whatever feels right for you. Because even though many people have had babies, nobody's ever had your baby. And I may add, nobody is you. So you and your baby are a very unique combination. But in the same way, you and your farm are a very unique combination. So you have to find the practices that work best for you, for your own personality, your own situation, both geographical and topography and whatnot, and your own animals. Animals, each one of them is an individual. What might work with one goat will not work with another goat. So find something that suits your animals and suits you, suits your land, suits your climate conditions. And to do that, you just have to keep trying different methods and keep trying different experiments until you find your own version. So to do that, you really need a smorgasbord of ideas that you can get through research, through talking to people, online reading and book reading and whatnot, so that you have options up your sleeve. You can try something one way, and if it doesn't work, you go, well, I read somewhere that somebody did this differently. Let's try if that other method works best. And in the end, just like with everything in life, you're likely to settle on something which is none of the things you've read about or studied. It's just a hybrid of all of them that works for your unique situation. And tip number four is just start. Just get in there. You'll never be 100% prepared. You'll never be fully knowledgeable about every topic about homesteading. So just get in there, and practice will give you ideas and will help you learn. So once you've done a bit of research and you've got a vague idea of what you want to do, just get in there. Just start. Whether it's just, you know, growing 3 tomatoes in a pot on your balcony, or getting a couple of chickens in your backyard, or whether it's just getting some sourdough starter from your neighbors and start making your own sourdough bread. Just simple steps like that. Just start. You don't have to start with a huge farm and everything. You don't have to wait until you've got 20 acres to play with. Just start where you are. Just pick one or two small things that you're interested in and start. Just see how it goes. And you learn from there, and things will build from it. So here are my tips. Number one, find a community that's fairly local to you, be it online or actual people you can talk to, or a combination of both. Number two, expect failures. Do your very best and don't be lazy, but things will not always go right, so please just move on, learn from your mistakes and carry on, and things will get better. Number three, do your research. Try to be as prepared as you possibly can for any situation that might come your way. Just read and talk to people and watch videos. Just try to acquire knowledge. And sometimes it's the kind of knowledge that you don't need at that particular time, but just store it in your mind and you will maybe need it in the future. But then after all of that, don't be paralyzed by the fact that you're probably not 100% prepared. So tip number four is just get in there. Do your very best to prepare yourself, but then just start. To start small, find one or two things that you'd like to start with and just get going. And as you do, you will find that there's more knowledge that comes your way, and you'll acquire experience, and you will understand how you work, how your landscape works, how your animals work. And then you can start adding more layers to your homesteading journey. And the bonus tip is, Don't be scared of hard work. It's fun. I personally would rather be shoveling goat poo on my farm any day than sitting in an office. And I do sit in an office for a few days a week. And I'm very lucky that I can do that. Well, not now during the pandemic, but mostly. I'm very lucky I can do that. My town job gives me financial security, which is fantastic. But let's face it, I'd much rather be playing with my goats. And that's it for this episode of the Homesteading Roller Coaster. Until next time, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tatum Hills Farm. That's T-A-T-U-M Hills Farm, or on our website at tatumhillsfarm.com.au. Thanks for listening. Bye.